Hey guys, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being here today. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about this one big idea, and it's this idea of giving love away. I've met so many people that want their lives to change. They've got a list of things that they want to change. In fact, I was at a wedding recently, and I was sitting at the reception table, and there's some people asking, hey, so what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And so when I mentioned I'm a pastor, they talked about areas of their life that they wanted to change. Oftentimes, what we've found is that when we change stuff at the surface, it doesn't last. Whenever we try to Band-Aid solution something, it just doesn't last. And so if you want to see lasting change in your life, you've got to receive and give away love. See, love is the only thing that can change the unchangeable. It's the only way that can breathe life into something that seems lifeless. It's the thing that revitalizes something, that renews something, that refreshes something. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Why? Because God is love. It doesn't say that God has love. It says that He is love. And wherever God is, everything changes. Love heals those things that people say, well, that can't be healed. Love lifts up something that seems like it's hopeless and dark. Love strengthens things that feel weak and feeble. Love energizes, it empowers. Here's what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. He says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good, love each other with, hear this, genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other. I mean, there is a lot that's packed in these verses, but I love particularly this one phrase, take delight in honoring each other. Here's what that means, I think, practically. It means when somebody around you wins in an area, maybe in the area of health or finances or some random goal that they've set, when they win in that area, when they accomplish it, man, celebrate with them. Celebrate their wins. They come to a small group, they're like, hey, I lost 2 pounds this week. Awesome. Celebrate that with them. When they come to you and say, man, I got a little bit more out of debt. That's great. Celebrate it with them. When they had a breakthrough in their marriage. Awesome. Celebrate that with them. Take delight in honoring each other and show genuine affection. Here's what's amazing about it. God has wired the world that we live in that whenever we love people, when we celebrate them, what I found is that God ends up taking care of us in the process. It's almost like God's looking down, not to say, are you helping yourself, but are you helping others? Man, do you want help with your goals? Start helping other people with their goals. Show love. Give yourself away. There's healing when you give back. In the Old Testament, I don't know if you remember the story of Job when he lost everything. I mean, he lost it all. He lost his health. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. He lost everything. He lost it all. But at the end of the book, God gave it all back to Job. Why? Because Job prayed for himself? No. It says that after Job had prayed for his friends, do you catch that? After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. And so let me give you an example. Small groups are a great example of this. When you're in a small group, not only do you receive from people, but you're able to help others. Never underestimate. Sometimes people are like, well, it doesn't matter if I show up. It doesn't matter if I miss a week. Man, don't underestimate that your presence there, your accountability there, and sometimes the words that you say make such a huge difference in the lives of others. And so, man, pray for other people. Love other people. Give yourself away. Give yourself away in love, and then watch God go to work in your life. Man, I hope you have a great day today. If this is encouraging to you, please feel free to share these with the people in your life. Weekdaypodcast.com is the simplest address to send them to. And then if there's anything we can pray for you about, anything we can join you in lifting up, just drop us an email, podcast@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored to walk with you and to pray with you through that. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.